The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball on River 92.7 is brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Potsava State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Live Nan Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Peer Governor Basketball.
Yeah, thank you very much, and a good Thursday evening, everybody. Another night of high school basketball coming your way here, River 92.7. The Governors on the road, boys basketball taking on the Brookings Bobcats. We welcome you to Bob Jostad Gym on the campus of Brookings High School. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play coming up. Heather Williams in studio. She'll run our program from there. And Caleb Rozek here on site to do a live video streaming as well through drgnews.com with the help of Live Ticket. Good to have you here this evening. The Governors play their first of two games this week, and it'll be two games back-to-back tonight here in Brookings, tomorrow at home at Riggs High Gym against the Watertown Arrows, as they come off of a 0-2 week from a week ago. Last Tuesday, of course, a loss at the Huron Arena on a last-second shot. 53-52, loss to the Tigers, then go to Bismarck, play well, but lose by 73-60 count. Then as the Governors at 7-9 on the season, they come in here and take on a struggling Brookings Bobcat squad, just 1-13 on the year. They started 1-1. Now, right now trying to get off the schneid as they ride a 12-game skid. Brookings with one win on the season was actually against the Huron Tigers in their second game of the year. Of course, that same Huron Tiger squad that beat the Peer Governors last week in Huron. So we'll see what how this one goes tonight. You're looking at the Governors really trying to get some wins together here toward the end of the season, sitting at the number 11 spot in the power rankings. Brookings is actually the 19th of 19, so going to be hard-pressed unless they maybe put some a big string of wins together. They do have six games left to be played, and I would venture to guess, maybe, given how things happen with the teams at 14, 15, 16, if Brookings can win four or five, certainly, of their last six ball games, if they can put some things together. It is double-A basketball, and stranger things have happened. So that's probably what Brookings is looking at, and just an attempt to try to see if they can finish on a high note, maybe sneak in to the Sodak 16, which will be in a couple of weeks. But should be a good one tonight, one that the Governors should not take lightly, that is for certain. And we'll talk with Coach Brianna Kusler about that very point coming up when we look at keys to success a little bit later on. Right now, our sophomore game as the Brookings Bobcats on top of the Peer Governors, 53-50, 28 seconds left in this one. The Governors, though, steal an inbound pass and lay it up and in. Now we've got a one-point game, 22 seconds to go. And Brookings will take a timeout. It is senior night here in Brookings as well. They'll have an extended pregame coming up after the conclusion of this basketball game. And hopefully for the sake of our broadcast, this one doesn't go to overtime. We might have a really extended pregame show, but we'll take what we get and roll with it. This is the pregame show, and our pregame is brought to you by the Becky Potsava State Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre. Let's start with a three-minute timeout. We'll come back, get into the pregame with a look around South Dakota, the state of basketball in Class AA, both boys and girls, and, of course, those coaches' conversations, keys to success, starting lineups, and a whole lot more on the way in the Becky Potsava State Farm pregame show, both on River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy tastes good.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian Oakland, the voice of the Pierre Governors on River 92.7. You know, the men and women at the Hughes County Sheriff's Office know a great team when they see one. Long hours, hard work, determination. The Govs have it, and we're proud to support them. If you want to know more about our 361 team and how you can be a part of it, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff's tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office says, Go Govs!
Back at Jostad Gym in Brookings as that sophomore game has come to an end. 55-52, Brookings holds off the Governors. Pierre had a chance at a steal at the tail end of it, but they had to save it from going out of bounds underneath their own basket. And the save attempt actually was a throw all the way to the Brookings business end of the floor. They ended up in a layup to win that one by three, but a half-court heave-ho by Pierre was just a little bit off the mark. And a good ball game, but it is Brookings with the first two sub-varsity victories here on the varsity court. The freshman games have been played in the auxiliary court as well. Not sure how the freshman A game went. The Pierre freshman Bs were off to a good start in the first half of their game. I did see at one point as well, but we'll see if the Governor boys here can come in and put a stop to the winning ways of the Brookings Bobcats on their home floor so far with JV and sophomore wins. You did, by the way, just hear from the Hughes County Sheriff's Office. We welcome you back to Jostad Gym up in the Crow's Nest and the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. And we thank the men and women of the Sheriff's Office for all they do and for giving us a place to sit here on the east end of the court. We'll be watching this one from the end of the court, and our live ticket video stream will show the camera angle from a lengthwise vantage point as well, the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. Let's start our pregame show with a look around South Dakota. We'll see what has happened this week to this point in boys basketball. This is the first game, of course, this week for the Governor boys and for the Brookings Bobcats, but games that happened on Tuesday night. By the way, Brookings coming in, and you know about the Governors coming off of a loss at Bismarck last Friday night. Brookings off of a loss by about 18 points or so to Sioux Falls Lincoln on Saturday. Also had a loss on Thursday 1 week ago tonight. But here's what's happened in AA boys basketball so far this week. On Tuesday, it was O'Gorman winning at home over Harrisburg, 65-53. Sioux Falls Roosevelt stays perfect on the season, 56-51. They beat Sioux Falls Lincoln. Roosevelt playing some tight games, but they're still pulling out victories. Brandon Valley was a winner at T area out of Class A, 58-49, and Sioux Falls Washington held off Mitchell, 71-66. Also, the Governors seeing the Watertown Arrows tomorrow night. Watertown was handled by Aberdeen Central, 62-43 on Tuesday night. And then out west, Douglas losing at home to Class A Belle Fouche out of the Black Hills Conference, 60-56. And Spearfish loses at home to Rapid City Christian, 59-55. So as of Tuesday night, coming into tonight's action, the Roosevelt Rough Riders 16-0, still perfect on the season as they're the top overall seed. O'Gorman is 16-2 in the number two spot. Harrisburg still holding down a three seed despite kind of a less than stellar but still above 500 9-7 record. Sioux Falls Jefferson, the Governors get them at home on Tuesday night. They're the four seed right now with a 10-6 mark. Sioux Falls Washington 9-6 with Mitchell at 11-5. Aberdeen is 11-6 and Sioux Falls Lincoln 8-8. Good enough right now for an eighth highest power average, as those would be the eight teams with home games if the Sodak 16 were to be played tonight. Yankton at 9-7 comes in at number nine. Of course, the Governors have a win over the Bucks. You've got Brandon Valley 7-9. The Governors also 7-9. But Brandon Valley with power average a little bit better. They're in the 10 spot. Peer comes in at number 11 to this night's action with the four games yet to be played in the regular season. Then it's Rapid City Stevens, Watertown, Spearfish, Huron, and Rapid City Central. Mentioned the Governors will see Watertown tomorrow. The Arrows are 6-11 in the number 13 spot. The last three on the outside looking in, Sturgis, Douglas, and these Brookings Bobcats at 1-13 on the season. Tonight's schedule, in addition to the Governors here in Brookings, has Harrisburg hosting Sioux Falls Christian, Yankton playing host to T area. So those two Class A teams getting a lot of action against Double A teams this season. In the eastern part of the state, Douglas plays host to Spearfish out west tonight, and Sturgis hosting the Red Cloud Crusaders. Tomorrow, more games with six of them, including the Governors hosting Watertown. You'll have that one with 6:30 pregame here on River 92.7 as Rapid City Stevens and Central go to Mitchell and Huron, respectively. Meanwhile, Harrisburg will host Spearfish tomorrow. And then Sioux Falls Washington playing at Sioux Falls Roosevelt, and then it'll be Lincoln at Jefferson in the big town tomorrow night as well. Four more games on Saturday with Central and Stevens flip-flopping to Mitchell and Huron. Rapid City Central at Mitchell, Stevens at Huron on Saturday. Brookings after tonight will play their next game up at Aberdeen against the Golden Eagles, and meanwhile Washington goes to Jefferson within Sioux Falls. Quick look at schedules next week puts the Governors at home on Tuesday night against Sioux Falls Jefferson, and they'll end the regular season Saturday night at Sioux Falls Roosevelt. I think we'll be able to kind of fit in a few duels from the state duel wrestling tournament, all to be played in their entirety on Saturday. Then we'll head across town from the Denny to Sioux Falls Roosevelt High School and get you Governor basketball next Saturday night to finish that regular season. Brookings, meanwhile, has a home matchup against Yankton on Tuesday, a road trip to Harrisburg on Friday, and then their final game of the regular season has a game on Monday night, February 28th, when they host Brandon Valley. So that's a few games yet to go here for the Brookings Bobcats. Once again, it's senior night here. That's a look at boys basketball in South Dakota. Let's take a look at girls basketball. Let's first take a two-minute break, though, and we're back as the girls' state of basketball coming up next in our Becky Potts of a State Farm pregame show. This is Governor Basketball.
Beck Motor Company hopes your holiday season was a healthy and joyful time with your family and friends. As we head into the new year, we wish to thank our customers for their business and friendship. We're proud to serve you, and it's our hope that we can be there for your automotive needs in 2022. Whether it's a new vehicle, maintenance work, detail, or a fender bender, we are here for you. Beck-Motors.com, 605-224-5912.
Every day, we're making a great deal better.
There's one place to watch Peer Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Peer Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Peer Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Peer Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. So, Stevie, if you get somebody financed on a vehicle and they don't live here and maybe they've never stepped foot in the dealership, how's that work?
Even if you don't live close by or in the Pier area, if we can get you an approval, then we can deliver the vehicle to your house or work. If we can get you approved at the dealership and you don't live close by, then we can deliver the vehicle to your house or work.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit gatewayfordtoyota.com.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pier, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
And back in Brookings, senior night festivities breaking here at Joe Stad Gym. They'll start a 15-minute countdown here for the teams to get started up. The pep band will fire up as well. And in the meantime, we've got a chance to take a look and see how things are going girls basketball-wise in Class AA. And it was a real good night Tuesday night at home for the Pier Governor girls as they defeated Brookings start to finish with a win, 66-48. The Governor's improving to 7-10 on the season. Meanwhile, Aberdeen got a two-point win over Watertown, 57-55. Governors go to Watertown tomorrow. We'll have that one on KGFX. Sioux Falls, Washington manhandled Mitchell, 55-18 in that one Tuesday night. Sioux Falls, O'Gorman over Harrisburg, 64-35. Yankton loses to Sioux Falls Christian as well. Spearfish falls to Rapid City Christian. And Douglas didn't get much going against St. Thomas More. Games tonight, actually the power averages right now have Sioux Falls, Washington on top at 16-1, followed by O'Gorman at 16-2 in the number two spot. Then it's Rapid City Stevens, 14-2, Brandon Valley, 13-4, Rapid City Central struggling a bit, but still 12-4, good enough for the number five spot. And the rest is hovering right at around 500, with the exception of Huron, who does come in behind Sioux Falls, Jefferson, and Lincoln. 8-9 and 8-8 are those two teams. Huron, though, 10-6, but they still are the number eight seed rather than being a little bit higher with a better winning percentage. Watertown, again, the Governor's opponent tomorrow night. 9-9, they are the nine seed. Mitchell at 9-7 comes in at number 10. The Governor's moving up to number 11 with that win the other night, followed by Harrisburg. Brookings now 13 seed at 5-11 after their loss to Pier. Yankton at 5-11. Aberdeen Central and Spearfish are in the top 16, with Roosevelt, Sturgis, and Douglas, the three on the outside, looking in. Tonight's girls docket has Brandon Valley hosting Spearfish, T area playing at Yankton, Sturgis hosting Red Cloud, and a doubleheader in Sioux Falls Lincoln at Roosevelt. And upcoming schedule again has the Governors at Watertown tomorrow. The Governors go to Sioux Falls Jefferson for the first ever matchup with the Cavaliers on Tuesday night on KGFX, while Brookings goes to Yankton. Brookings host Harrisburg next Friday, and the Governors will finish their regular season hosting Sioux Falls Roosevelt next Saturday. That's a look at the girls' schedule of games, and well, it's time to get into Keys to Success. We'll do that, but we remind you, on behalf of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, who celebrates being a part of a team, buckle up. Snow means slow in winter driving. Snow meaning slow. Drive for winter conditions. If we ever have winter conditions, word has it, we might see some of that next week. So keep that in mind and stay buckled up. That reminder from the Office of Highway Safety. Keys to Success next. Travis Egebretson will be heard from the Brookings standpoint a little bit later on, but our Central Dakota Eye Care Keys to Success begin with the Pier Governor, Head Coach Brianna Kusler, and these are our keys to success.
Here we go with keys to success as the Governors take to the road again. Brianna Kusler, the coach of the Governors, off of a Well, a last weekend, a trip up north to Bismarck and pretty well played game. Just not enough plays, unable to make enough plays in that second half. And Bismarck, as good as they are, you found out that I think, again, you're competing with anybody, North or South Dakota.
Yeah, they capitalized on some second chance opportunities, especially late in the game. And we left a few points out there that we felt that we would like to have back, certainly. But I thought we competed hard the entire 36 minutes, and playing those couple halves, it was a unique opportunity for our kids to have to adapt a little bit, and I thought that they responded really well.
Could have gone a different way, I guess. Certainly last Tuesday at Huron could have gone a different way. You got a couple of losses here. You've got a stretch of games, though, coming up now that I think you have an opportunity to kind of get things get the ship righted a little bit, and that's definitely what you need here at the end of the season.
You're exactly right. I mean, we'll take it one game at a time, certainly. It starts with tonight and setting the tone, but I think if we can get ourselves into some good positions, there's four, I mean, it's double-A battles, and it doesn't matter what the record is. Night in and night out, you've got to be ready to compete, and that's what we're going to do, and we've got to be ready for everybody's best game come the end of the season, and teams have to be ready for our best game. We want to just be continuing to build and be playing our best basketball come the end.
Tonight it's Brookings in their place. Just like last week, a struggling Huron team did get you in the end. You can't let that happen against a Brookings team that's really having a hard time right now.
Yeah, see, I'm not one that just tries to brush those type of things off. So I've brought that up to the boys, and we don't want that to happen again. So it's something that we know what happened. We've learned from what happened, and we now have to respond and not allow that to happen again. And we've been in those positions quite a few times this year where we've learned good, valuable lessons. And I think our growth has been tremendous in that regard. So, but again, double-A basketball, a team that they're coming in on senior night, they would love nothing more than to knock us off. So we've got to be competitive from the start of the game all the way through. And that starts with setting the tone defensively and then executing well offensively, giving ourselves, you know, we know we're not going to make everything. So giving ourselves some chances by crashing the offensive glass. We've got a size advantage, so we've got to make sure that we're exploiting that and then making sure that we're capitalizing on those opportunities.
What do you see out of Brookings with what they've been struggling with? Is it just inability to take care of the ball, finish possessions, or is it, are they getting shots up, just not falling? What do you see?
A little bit of everything. At times they struggle with some pressure, so we want to make sure that we apply that pressure defensively, force them to be in some uncomfortable situations, but then also dictate the shots that they're taking. They've got some athletes, and they got competitors, as you've seen on other playing fields. So we've got to make sure that we're playing solid defense, executing finish everything with a box out, give them one chance, again, dictating the shots that they are getting, not fewer shots that they want, more shots that we want them to be taking, and then get out and continue to push that tempo. I think that we've got an advantage there in their defensive transition, but we've got to make sure that we're taking care of the basketball on the flip side.
You apparently have a dangerous practice going on this year. Another ankle has jumped up and bitten you. Just kidding. But Jackson Edmond out tonight. Jet Zabel steps in. And I think if there's one kid that does so much for this team, things that don't show up in the stats, that's Jet Zabel.
Yeah, he's such a competitor. And we've got a lot of those competitors. And I don't think you'll see any lapses as far as differences in him coming off the bench or just starting. So he'll fill that void with Jackson tonight. Certainly we'll be missing Jackson and his presence and ability to finish. And then also on that defensive end, he's a tremendous rim protector for us. But it's a next man up mentality right now, and we've all got to be ready to go. When your number's called, it's time to go. And continuing at this point, we have our roles established, and those roles don't change necessarily, just given that he's in a starting role now. But all these kids know what that is, and they're going out and competing hard every single possession.
And speaking of ankles, how's Jack Merkwan's progress coming along?
He's coming along well. You can tell with each day passing that he's getting more and more comfortable.
Coach, looking forward to a good game. Go get him tonight.
Thank you.
Right?
There's Brianna Kusler, the head coach of the Peer Governors. Coach's comments and keys to success coming up. They're brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Peer. If you have not heard, Governor's starting power forward Jackson Edmond did roll an ankle in practice a couple of days ago, was in a walking boot. Not tonight. I don't know if he'll get into tonight. They might give him a few minutes, maybe tomorrow at home against Watertown. Obviously, the Governors would love to have him out there as much as possible, but You can't rush these things. They're going to need him more in the postseason than they will here in the next few ball games, no doubt about it. But maybe, hopefully, not as serious of a sprain as what we saw from Jack Merkwan in the two ankle sprains that he has had this season. But Jackson Edmond will not start tonight. He may be in uniform. We'll see how this particular game ends up going along. But those, again, are Central Dakota Eye Care keys to success. Let's hear from them, and we'll speak with Travis Engerbretson, the head coach of the Brookings Bobcats, as the keys to success continue here in our Governor pregame.
The key to success starts with vision. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Marceau of Central Dakota Eye Care. Yearly comprehensive eye exams are key in detecting eye conditions before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 to schedule an appointment. New patients always welcome. The staff at Central Dakota Eye Care is proud of our area youth and support their high school activities. Best of luck in today's game. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Peer. Better vision for a great life.
All right, and more keys to success with the home head coach, Travis Engerbretson of the Brookings Bobcats, on a season, I know, coach, that hasn't been what you had expected or hoped for coming into the year, but I think at this point of the season, you're now looking at what you can do to close out, maybe on getting some positivity and a losing streak that does continue, including Saturday against Sioux Falls Lincoln. What's the state of basketball in the Brookings locker room?
You know, we've spent a lot of time talking about that in practice and in the classroom, about the fact that it's you know, we've got five games left, and we just got to go out and just try and stay positive and just trying to continue to, you know, make the improvements that we need to make to, you know, try and get better as we go along here. And you know, as February, you know, kind of closes out here, it's just you know, trying to get the kids to buy in and try and believe that they can win that. You know, after tough loss after tough loss, it gets tough, and they mount up and you start to question yourself. And so just kind of you know, believing in yourself and having faith in the fact that you know, you've played a game for a long time, a game that you love, and just going out there and playing for your teammates.
Sometimes you got to measure success in terms of the improvement from game one to game 20 instead of maybe wins and losses. How's that going?
You know, and that's definitely been a big part of it. And so with this group, it's one of those things where offensively we have struggled, and we put so much time and energy in trying to find ways to score that sometimes we forget you got to play defense. And we've been a solid defensive team throughout the season. And just, you know, it seems like what hurts us is just some bad timing in terms of turnovers and just not getting back. And so when you're spending so much time and energy trying to score baskets, it makes it tough. And trying to manufacture basket after basket, and that's just definitely been a thorn in our side throughout the season.
And there's always that C word, consistency.
Yeah.
I think that that comes up in there, and you know, I'm sure you see some scoring lulls, and otherwise you're probably playing nip and tuck with just about anybody.
You know, and that's definitely been the case where we look back at it and say, you know what, we played solid for 26 minutes tonight.
Yeah.
It's just that those 6 minutes just got away from us both on the offense and defensive end, and you know, the only way you can go on runs is to score baskets on one end and get stops on the other, and if you're not able to do that, it's tough to win basketball games. And so when we find ourselves in close games, what we're going back and looking at and saying, you know, it was those 4 minutes in the second quarter that hurt us, or you know, it was the start of the second half, or somewhere in the situations where we've been able to kind of pinpoint that in a number of games. And when, you know, when your margin of error is like where ours is at, you've got to play solid for 32 minutes and almost play a perfect game night out.
The team you get tonight is the Peer Governors, a team that has, you know, shown some up and down ability And, you know, what do you see against the Govs and how this one goes tonight?
You know, I think a lot of it obviously starts with Kienholz. You know, he's definitely, you know, their leader in terms of what's going on in the offensive end. So we've got to be able to locate him and just how good he can get going when he gets on a roll. But, you know, you can't lose sight on some of those other guys because they've got a nice squad in terms of guys that can score points. And so we definitely got to kind of keep our eyes open on that and so see where that takes us. You know, I've heard the Edmund kid is, you know, he's dealing with an injury right now, and so that's kind of up in the air. And so we've got to kind of prepare for that. But, you know, Gov's got some length, he got some size, and that's something that we struggle with because when you look up and down our roster, we just don't have a lot of that. And so we've got to definitely find ways guarding the post and keeping the ball out of the paint.
Could still be a fun one to watch for me, I think, because what we have is a lot of athletes taking on a lot of athletes.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, I think it's one of those things where we have definitely developed a rivalry in football and the fact that, you know, we've had some games in terms of ESD championships and state championships and stuff like that. And I know the kids are definitely gunning for that. And I know that's been a big part of the talk the last couple of days is the fact that we've got the Governors and it's just more than just a basketball game. But it's definitely kind of come a rivalry because of the football piece.
All right, looking forward to it. Any other keys to success for you tonight?
You know, I think one big thing for us is just take care of the basketball. You know, that's definitely kind of been a thorn in our side on the offensive side of things, too, in terms of not being able to score is just making sure we value every possession and not have any empty possessions with bad turnovers.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you.
And that again, Travis Engelbretson of the Brookings Bobcats head coach. And keys to success brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. Coach mentioned also Jackson Edmond, and I was just watching the team come out of the locker room back on the court to warm up. Jackson is not in uniform tonight for the Pierre Governors. Maybe back home he'll get a few minutes in that game tomorrow, according to Coach Brianna Kusler. But again, it's a wait-and-see approach in this one. Hopefully the Governors won't need him tonight. But those again, Coach's comments, keys to success from Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. Let's move ahead, give you the starting lineups in this one. The starters are brought to you by Envirotech, and the Governors, of course, with a new starting five as Jet Zabel will move in to the lineup to start for Jackson Edmond, still a power forward at 6'5", and sophomore, the forward, Jet Zabel, along with Christian Bush up front, 6'4", and a junior in the middle. Jacob Mayer on the point, 5'11", junior. Matthew Hansen, the shooting guard, the 6'4", senior. And Lincoln Kienholz, of course, 6'3", and a junior for the Governors. With Cade Kaiser, Jack Merkwan will be the first two off the bench, but we may see more of Benjamin Heisler and perhaps others. Brecken Kruger, of course, off the bench too for the Governors. 7-9 on the season here in an ESD contest. Pierre is 2-4 against ESD opponents so far this season. The Envirotech starters for the Brookings Bobcats look like this. And on senior night, it's all five seniors. They have three others who will come in off the bench as well. Zach Moe, a 6'1 senior, starts at a forward spot along with Jake Amon, a 5'11 senior, listed as a forward. 5'11 senior Sam Harden is one guard. Jack Even is a guard at 6', and a senior Jet Letty is the biggest of the starting five, a 6'2 senior for Brookings. Moe, Amon, Harden, Even, and Letty, the starting 5-1. Notable omission is Brock Longville, a 6'5 senior, very good and a physical player, but he may be injured this year. I never did get any update on that, but that is who Brookings is playing without tonight. The Bobcats are a 1-13 squad this season. Travis Engelbretson, the head coach, of course, Brianna Kusler, the head coach of the Pierre Governors. Your Envirotech starting lineups, and we've got another starting lineup to give to you. We'll give you the game officials after a two-minute timeout. We're back with more Pierre Governor basketball.
Envirotech in Pierre is seeking a route driver with or without CDL certification. Training will be provided, earn a $7,500 sign-on bonus, 17 to 19 an hour or depending on experience. Full benefits after 60 days. Envirotech has been servicing the area for 30 years and are looking for someone to join their team. If you are energetic, self-directed, and looking for a great long-term place to be, call Envirotech at 224-4804 today or go to wasteconnections.com employment tab to apply. Envirotech has you covered.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
It's your lucky day. You just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
We're back in Brookings. You just heard from the South Dakota Office of the Attorney General, their Consumer Protection Division. They give us our law on the court tonight. We're talking about the game officials, our game officials licensed by the South Dakota High School Activities Association to officiate high school basketball. Thanks to them for doing a thankless job, and these guys in stripes tonight running the show on the floor. Brian Gary, Luke Anderson, and Luke Langner. Tonight's guys in stripes, the game officials, our law on the court. Brian Gary, Luke Anderson, Luke Langner, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection. We're driven by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, reminding us if you booze, you cruise, you lose. As this is Pierre Governor Basketball, your official voice of the Governor's River, 92.7 KGFX FM Pierre, a member of DRG Media Group. We're on the DRGnews.com website, live streaming with the help of Live Ticket. You can find us also on the River 92.7 section of the DRG News app on your iPhone and Android. I'm Brian Oakland with Caleb Brozek on camera, with Heather Williams in studio. We tip it off after a 30-second break. Our ComTech opening tip coming up. The Governors and the Brookings Bobcats here on River 92.7 and DRGnews.com.
ComTech has your technology solution. Check out their showroom in Pierre, located conveniently behind Walmart, and see what you have been missing. There's a large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. They wish the Pierre Governors best of luck at ComTech. Come see what you have been missing.
ComTech with the opening tip coming up. The Governors in road green tonight. White numbers, black trim. They'll head from far court to near towards us here as you watch this one at drgnews.com. Brookings is in home white with silver numbers and the red trim as well, heading the opposite direction away from us here in our first half. And the ComTech opening tip is controlled by Lincoln Keenholz and Jacob Mayer and the Pierre Governors. So we're underway. With just four games to go for Pierre in the regular season, welcome to our coverage of Governor Basketball as Matthew Hansen will feed down to Lincoln Keenholz. Baseline jumper from 12 feet. It's up and in. Just like that, the Governor's lead. 16 seconds into this game, 2-0. Brookings heading the other way. I can see right away it could be difficult to see some of the numbers, but they do have Sam Harden with it, top of the key. Sam is a second-year starter in the guard spot. Also, this guy, Zach Moe, on the drive. As he'll get contact, but nothing going on that one. The shot no good on the layup, and Jet Zabel down with a Governor rebound. Pierre heading back in this direction as Hansen drives. Extra pass underneath as he tries to get at the Bush over the top of a double team. It was a pretty good pass, but Bush was ready to rebound, thinking maybe Hansen was going to lay that one up, but not the case. Pierre will lose it out of bounds. Governors are pressing. Coach Kusler said Brookings has had trouble handling the pressure in the full court over the course of the season. Pierre otherwise does not press very much at all. As it is Brookings working it from left to right, now back to the right. They had a three ball up, no good. Line drive and a long rebound off of the miss by Jack Ammon, taken by Matthew Hansen. Still 2-0, Governors, 6:40 to go, first quarter. Just underway. Here's Zabel from the corner to Bush. Now back to Zabel, but kind of a no-look pass, and Bush tosses it out of bounds. Zabel may not have been expecting that. Very important. Here's your number one key to success, if you ask me, if you're the Governors. You're a 7-9 team. You're favored against a 1-13 Brookings squad. You must not get complacent in this game. We saw maybe what complacency does to a squad last Tuesday at Huron. Governors played pretty well, but just didn't get enough plays made and points scored. Here's a three missed, but a keep alive pulled down by Ammon off of the miss, and now working it inside into a foul. That'll send the Bobcats to the free throw line, and the scoring opportunity coming here. First whistle of the game. This one goes up to, I believe it was Christian Bush in the area. Nope, it was Zabel. Jets first, and at the free throw line is Zach Moe. First one is up and good. Brookings on the board here at the 6:09 mark of quarter number one. 2-1, Governors with the lead. Moe will try to put another one down, up and in and out. No good, and that one rattling away, and Keenholz pulls down the Governor rebound. 2-1, Governors coming towards us as Keenholz spins into the lane, right into a double team. He'll kick it out. Jacob Mayer for three is good. Keenholz played that one patiently. I think he had every bit of a mind to score on that one, but made a good, quick decision. Mayer with a calm shot. Good stroke up and in. 5-1, Governor's lead. 5:40 to go. Quarter number one just underway. Again, the girls' matchup was played on Tuesday, and a little bit of a change of the schedule. Here's a Bush foul on a drive and a scoring layup by Jet Letty. And Christian Bush will send Letty to the free throw line after Letty gets the layup to go to make it 5-3 and a chance at a three-point play. Letty had a good fake left, crossover first step to the right, able to lay it in and up and in off the glass. His free throw here is also rattling in and out. That one no good, similar to Zach Moe's last attempt. Keenholz another rebound, and it's 5-3. Again, if you're just joining us, Pierre playing without Jackson Edmond tonight in the paint. Here's Keenholz fade away, left baseline, shot up off the mark. No good. Maybe a little too strong. Moe with the rebound, moving up ahead. Ammon challenging. Tough shot, a little bit wild, but two Governors unable to handle the rebound. It'll be out of bounds, and it'll stay with Brookings, although the shot clock will not reset here. There was no iron drawn on that shot. Still have plenty of time, 27 seconds. The inbound comes to Ammon. Now he drives to the right elbow. That shot up no good as Jet Zabel comes down with the rebound. 5-3 still. Here the Governors, 3 minutes in. I think you're kind of hoping for a bit of a quicker start offensively, but the Keenholz baseline jumper and a Jacob Mayer three ball, all they've got so far. In fact, a few turnovers as they've only got three shot attempts tonight. Now a foul will be called on the floor here. Jump hook was put up and in by Christian Bush, but a little bit too late. And the first personal foul here goes to Jet Letty. And again, that foul on the floor, Pierre will throw in. To our right, but off the left side of their key. Free throw line, Zabel down quickly underneath. And Christian Bush with the jump hook off the glass and gets the around the rim drop. First bucket for Bush. 7-3. Pierre on top under the 4.5 minute mark here in the first period. Letty will leave it right side. Mayer goes for a steal, over pursues. It stays though with Sam Harden. He'll bounce pass down low to Letty, but a 10-footer up no good. Hansen rebounds. Governors will look to get maybe three more. Keenholz wants it, won't get it. Zabel with the offensive rebound though. Pierre still with it right in front of us, and Brookings knocks one out of bounds out of the hands of Jet Zabel. So Pierre will get to keep it here, leading 7-3. Well, Coach Engerbretson mentioned it in our comments pregame about the rivalry between these two teams. Obviously on the football field, probably a little more intense than what it is here on the basketball court, but Boy, does Brookings want this game. They've been struggling. They're on a 12-game losing streak. They do miss one of their most athletic football players in Brock Longville, who was on the bench. Here, Jet Letty tangling with Christian Bush and trying to plead his case as he has to check out with his second personal foul. Gov's inbound. Bush gets well defended here. Shot was altered. He misses, and it's down to Jack Even. He'll take it across the timeline. Here's a three-point attempt, and it's up and good, this one for Amon. Jack Amon, first bucket in four tries made. 7-6 now, but Hansen from the free throw line will put this one up and in. Pier back up by a triple. 3.5 to go here in the first at 9-6. Good to have you here on a Thursday night. Governors with back-to-back games. Usually that happens on Friday and Saturday, not Thursday and Friday. They do host the Watertown Arrows tomorrow. Here's a drive to the baseline, kick out. Even with another pass to from Amon. Run down at center circle. On the move, Zach Moe, and Mayer got a hand on it. Moe loses it off the backboard, but kept alive, and Harden on the drive misses. Or check it, that may have been Nathan Lease, a 6'2 junior who had just checked in. You're going to be called for a foul here, though, as this will be the second for the Governors. First personal on Jacob Mayer. Mayer made a good hands play to get that ball loose, but could not get another steal. The Governors send out Matthew Hansen and Christian Bush. Ben Heisler, one of the first subs in. Here's a three out of the inbound. No good for Amon, trying to get two in a row. Jet Zabel down with his fourth rebound in the early going. And a pass up the court that is off of the knee of a Governor and out of bounds. Spear will turn it over for the third time here in the first 5 minutes and change. 9-6. And again, the Governors not running away with this one as of yet. As, again, you kind of hope, certain I'm not saying they expected to, but fans probably would hope that they'd get a quick start in this one. Up top, Lease on the move, fakes the pass, drives, layup up with the left hand, no good. He gets it tipped right back to him by two Governor rebounders, and then he puts the put back up and in. Nice keep alive there for Nathan Lease. Now we've got a held ball. Jacob Mayer struggling to keep that dribble alive. Good defense from Trey Svennis, a 5'10 senior who has checked in. And the Governors will lose it again. Mayer out. Brecken Kruger will check in. Kruger, the 6'1 junior. 2:26 to go. Plenty of time yet in the first period, but Brookings has an opportunity to take perhaps their first lead of the night. Near court to Farr. Right side getting it back is Jack Even. Now up top, Svennis. He'll penetrate. Kick it back, Nathan Lease, but he loses the handle on it. Does keep it alive, though. On the move, Even again. On the move now, down the lane. It's Amon. Can't get that one to go. Keenholz has the rebound. Amon, one out of five so far. Pier by one with 1:55 to go in the first as Keenholz sets it up. Left side to Kruger. Underneath, Zabel battling. Boy, I think he got contacted quite a bit on that one, but we'll play on as Zabel comes up short. Give the nod on the defensive side to Jack Even there. Svennis with the rebound. Now Amon driving again. He gets the scoop with the spin off the glass. It falls, and there is a foul and a chance at a three-point play here for Jack Amon and the Brookings Bobcats, who take their first lead of the ball game, 10-9. Check the foul. It's the second personal now on Jet Zabel. Even checking out as Sam Harden back in. Amon at the free throw line, but now Jet Zabel has to come out with an early second foul. Again, he starts tonight in place of Jackson Edmond. Jack Merkwan coming in to take Jet's place. Free throw good for Amon. He has six, three the long way and three the old-fashioned way. Brookings leads by two, 11-9. Kruger setting up in the offensive set. On the move here, Cade Kaiser. He is checked into the game. Hands off to Merkwan. Outside, Kruger for three is good. Brecken Kruger with the first bucket off the bench for the Governors tonight. They lead again 12-11. That's one guy I think the Governors, you could call him an X Factor. If he gets his opportunities, Brecken Kruger, pretty good three-point shooter. There's a hand check foul on Merkwan. That'll be his first and the Govs fourth as a team. Make it fifth. They've got five on the board. I've got four on my stat sheet. Another sub in for Brookings is Zach Moe checking out in place of Matt Wheelberg. He is a 6-foot senior. Again, eight seniors on this squad for Brookings here on senior night. And the inbound comes to Nathan Leese with the left hand. He's not able to hit it, but the Governors knock it out of bounds with a minute four to go here in the first quarter. 12-11, Pier. Back and forth so far. The inbound has to come up top to Sam Harden. Over to the right side here. Leese down to Svennis on the wing as we enter the final minute. Quarter number one. Svennis up top. Picks his dribble up. Down low to Leese. Penetrating. He'll kick out. Harden wants three and he's got it. Sam Harden from long range. Brookings seesaws back in front. 14-12 Bobcats here. Here's Merkwan. Drew some attention. Nice feed underneath. Kaiser can't get the layup, but it's Heisler in there instead. Benjamin Heisler with the offensive rebound and put back. Good ball movement for the Governors despite the lack of the finish, but Heisler cleaning things up. Brookings can play for the last shot in a 14-14 tie here. 12 seconds to go. Up top, a reset for Sam Harden against Kaiser. He gets the screen, loses the ball. Keenholz picks it up. 4 seconds left. Three, jam, two, one. Your first quarter coming to an end right there. It was Kaiser who gets the steal, but Lincoln Keenholz picks up the loose ball. The two-handed stuff to close our first quarter in the Governor's lead in the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. Pier 16, Brookings 14. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. Governor Basketball and your official voice to the Governors, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com. Sponsored by your Pier Sports Marketing partners who include Kruger Contracting, Maher Law Office, Midco, First Dakota National Bank, Delta Dental, Comtech, Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, Capital City Campus, All Around Graphics, American Bank and Trust, and Anderson Rumsa Dental of Pier, your Pier Sports Marketing partners. As we pause for 30 seconds, number two quarter coming up next. You're listening to Pier Governor Basketball.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. Terry Becker already had achieved success as a boys basketball coach leading Del Rapids St. Mary to the 2004 Class B Championship. Then he kept that success going after coming to Pierre. Under Becker, the Governors made 10 state tournaments in his 17 seasons in the capital city, including a AA state championship in 2013 and a runner-up finish in 2006. Terry Becker, one of Pierre's finest. This Governor Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
Well, a back and forth tail end of that first quarter of play. We had four lead changes and one tie as well, but the Governors on a steal and a jam on the breakaway by Lincoln Keenholz to close out that first quarter. Lead it 16-14. Pier has the basketball to start quarter number two. Welcome back to Bob Joe Stad Gym. Ryan Oakland with a play-by-play. Keenholz trying to get one into Bush. It gets by him, but then picked up. Bush misses. Jet Zabel back in with two fouls, but could not get the putback here. And it is Brookings down with the rebound. On the move, Sam Harden. He'll kick it out. Jack Even with the long sleeves on the undershirt tonight. Harden will get it to the high post. Nathan Lee's still in there. He gets it back and fires a three, and that's good. Brookings with their third three of the night. Lee's with his second field goal has 5 points off the bench. First minute in, and Keenholz will draw contact, and they'll call this one on the floor. Even though he was maybe hoping for continuation, that three ball puts Brookings in front again, 17-16. First minute gone by. Check the foul here. It's the first for Harden. Brookings with three fouls as a team. Pier has five. Trey Svennis is out. Jack Ammon, who had a good first quarter, is in for the Cats. Mayer inbounds. He'll find Bush at the free throw line. Quick pass to the middle of the paint through the hands of Keenholz and out of bounds. And the Governors, one key to success, valuing possessions. And, well, they've coughed it up five times now. Brookings leading 17-16. In a game that, as we mentioned, probably among or as much as any other, the Bobcats would love to win this one in a season that has been a lot on the downside here. It's a good drive, but better defense. The miss for Zach Moe. Bush down with the rebound. Here come the Governors looking to take the lead back. Matthew Hansen backs it out top of the key. Down in front of us here, Keenholz now backing in, and he'll get fouled on the way up. Got a pump fake to get Harden in the air. Harden jawing at Keenholz. Student body down low to our right. Trying to give Harden a little encouragement. I'm sure Lincoln's got something to say about that one, too, but Harden with his second personal foul. Lincoln Keenholz will attempt the first free throws of the night for the Governors in green. Eyes the mark, right at us, comes into your kitchen, and it's good on the first one. Lincoln with his fifth point. Harden will check out. Big fella off the bench is Owen Bruins, a 6'4 sophomore for Brookings. I think that's the only substitution they had in this case. Second one for Keenholz, also good. One-time State Elks free throw shoot champion as a youngster. Pier back in front, 18-17, 6:10 to go. We're in the second period. Here's Moe on the drive, left side baseline at a good effort, but again, coming up a little bit strong off the glass. Bush down with the rebound. Keenholz into the lane, finds space. He comes up short, and Brookings, well, affects it as that is Amon, but it was Keenholz the last to touch. Lincoln, I think, would like to have that one back. Looked like a shot as he got up over the top of the defense. He would have or should have been able to kiss off the glass, but no good it is, and it's 18-17 still. To the far end of the floor. Bobcats setting it up, coming down right side. Moe again, and this time he gets it to go, and there is a foul called on the Governors. And it's Brookings back in front as we check the call here. This one goes to Christian Bush. That'll be his second. As he checks out, Cade Kaiser back in. You got Bush and Zabel, the two bigs, with two fouls each. And again, the Govs playing without Jackson Edmond tonight. Free throw for Moe, no good. Rebound down to Benjamin Heisler. Here come the Governors, trailing 19-18. Brookings playing some inspired ball here so far in the first half. 5.5 to go in the second period. 16-14 at the end of one. Now 19-18 Brookings. Here's Kaiser. Picked up a loose ball on the baseline. Plenty of time, but the Governor's starting to get into the single digits. In the shot clock, no need to worry about that. Keenholz with a pull-up jumper left side. It's good. And it's Pier back in front, 20-19. Jack even sets things up, and a cheap foul way away from the basket. Called here to Cade Kaiser. And that's team foul number 7 for the Governors. It's one thing Kaiser's still very good at is getting in your face defensively, but right now, Pier doesn't need to be helping the Brookings cause by putting them at the free throw line. Team foul number 7 puts Jack even at the line for a 1-1 opportunity. Front end, no good, though, and a long rebound that gets away. It is Zach Moe running it down. Kick out to Amon for 3. That's no good. Heisler rebounds this time. So here come the Governors. Keenholz wants 3. That's how you do it, says Lincoln Keenholz. The feed from Jacob Mayer. Keenholz now starting to feel it a little bit. 7 points in the quarter, 11 in the game. Pier leading 23-19. There you go, Heather. It's 23-19. For you Monsters, Inc. fans, 4:35 to go in the first half. Left wing with it. Brookings on the far end of the floor. Moe shoots it outside on the pass to Jack Amon. Jake, rather. 7 to shoot here for the Bobcats. Lease will kick it out. Step back 3, short for Moe. Keenholz will rebound. He wants to move quickly. Up ahead, crosses over, jump step. Oh, and good job apparently by Amon to get a hand on that one as he affects that shot. Coming up short was Keenholz, still a 4-point Pier lead. Ahmed on the move, and that one too high off the glass as Cade Kaiser rebounds for the Governors. Halfway through quarter number two, 3:50 to go. Keenholz checks the time. He'll set things up. Lincoln will start to his left. Mayer back to Heisler. Now up top, Cade Kaiser. The Governor's in a little bit of disarray here. Here's Hansen faking three. He'll put it on the floor and then travel with it. He takes a little bit of a bump from Jake Even, but that's good defense. And I don't know if that was something Hansen didn't expect or not. He did put the shot up and in, but did travel. Turnover number six for the Governors. We're going to have a timeout here on the floor with 3:32 to play. Called by the Bobcats. Timeouts in our broadcast sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling. So get your favorite Coke product. Be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Pierre Governor Basketball.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pierre. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pierre.
To 19, Governors lead by four. First time out of the game is called by Brookings. Brookings playing well so far, but shooting percentage, honestly, for Brookings could be a little bit better. They're looking for three out of the timeout. Ahmed up top, that won't go. Jake Ahmed continues to struggle from long range. Heisler rebounds to the Governors as Cade Kaiser brings it towards us to set things up. Heisler back to Kaiser. He puts in a, now that might have been short, but he traveled with it. Another stutter step, and again, for Pierre, whether it's a lack of focus or a lack of execution, a couple of traveling violations, and still just not making the plays that you kind of feel they're going to need. You think back to that game, which they probably should have won in Huron, as that was Even for three, up no good. Heisler will get another rebound off the front of the rim. The Governors at Huron last week didn't make enough plays in the first half. Still had a double-digit lead, but they couldn't hold it in the fourth quarter, kind of hoping for the Governor fans' sake that the same thing doesn't happen again here. There's Merkwan feeding Hansen. Pretty kiss off the glass on the near side. And Pierre right now at least has their biggest lead of the night, 25-19. Under 2.5 to go, first half. Screen and roll. I thought that might have been a travel, but Ahmed feeds down low to Owen Bruns. And that one is off the glass and good. Bruns just kept his feet moving after catching that pass. Good touch off the glass. Here's Hansen fakes, then fires. That's a good shot from long range for Matthew Hansen. Matty with 5 in a row for the Governors. He has 7 now. Pierre leads by 7. On the move, Svennis. He gets through the defense and will lay it up and in. Trey Svennis off the bench. 5'10 senior with a pretty finger roll. As Brookings is back within 5, Hansen saves it from going out of bounds and then into a double dribble from Jack Ahmond. So teams essentially trade turnovers. Pierre might have gotten a break on that. I thought Matthew Hansen may have bounced the ball out of bounds and then saved it, but Governors will keep it here, and they get a new shot clock. 1:40 to go as Mayer and Hansen are out. Lincoln Keenholz is back on after a brief respite. Keenholz at half court. Student body really trying to get things, people fired up. And meanwhile, it's Kaiser feeding to Jack Merkwan, who scores his, if I'm not mistaken, his first varsity basket of the season. Left side drive, laid up and in by Merkwan, 30-23. Here's Heisler knocking a dribble away. Svennis picks it back up. Now finds Zach Moe. Moe back to Svennis. Tried to feed it underneath, but Kaiser is the one who gets the tip and the takeaway. Cade's second steal. Governors have the numbers. Up ahead, Heisler in the lane is good for 2. Ben Heisler, calm, cool, collected. Pierce starting to grow that lead now. 32-23. We're in the final minute at 45 ticks and counting down in the second quarter. Here in Brookings, Even hands off to Svinnes. 52, Jackson Eck, 6 foot junior on for the first time. Pretty good linebacker for the Bobcats on the football field. There's a kick out to Moe, fumbled the pass, picks it up, shoots a three, but that up no good. Keenholz rebounds. Boy, every time Lincoln gets a rebound, he wants to go quickly. And here's the noise again from the Brookings bench, just trying to get in somebody's head. Pier will play for the last shot. Keenholz penetrates and a contact, and he loses it out of bounds, says the official. Zach Moe there defensively, apparently straight up, and that's just a turnover for the Governors. With 8 seconds left, the Bobcats looking to go the length of the floor. Amon back on as Svennis checks out for the Cats. 32-23 currently, even. Speeds it across as Kaiser steps in front of him going for a steal. And well, that's just a play you can't make. It's a one-and-one situation for the Bobcats. As Kaiser picks up his second personal, you're giving Brookings an opportunity to score without any time running off in the final seconds here with the first half. Even gets the roll on the first of the front end of a 1-1. And he'll try one more. 32-24 our score. Second one is good. Two free points for the Bobcats there. Here by seven as Merkwan will pull up for three at the buzzer, and he banks it home. Jack Merkwan to put the Governors on top by a 10 spot, 35-25. Well, maybe things worked out just fine as far as the Governors are concerned at the tail end of that first half. On the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, it is the Governors 35 and the Brookings Bobcats 25. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pierre. As we reach halftime, the halftime coming back in 2 minutes, and it's brought to you by Family Dental with offices in Pierre and Gettysburg. You're listening to Pierre Governor Basketball, your official voice to the Governors, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctor, a financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Well, a good finish to the first half for the Pierre Governors. After all, a 25-foot banked-in three-pointer from the left side of the top of the key for Jack Merkwan has the Governors up by their biggest margin. Their biggest lead is 10, 35-25. Pierre outscoring Brookings 19-11 in that second quarter. After going back and forth at the tail end of the first quarter, early part of the second period, we had 8 lead changes in that first half. Just one tie that happened to be at 14-14, but it was anybody's ball game. But the Governors do come up with, I believe, their last deficit was at 19-18. You look at it that way, it was a 16-7 rally for the Governors down the stretch, and they lead again here by 10. Meanwhile, the Governors shooting the basketball very well tonight. They do have 8 turnovers. So they've given up 8 possessions, if you look at it in that term, but 14 of 23 overall on the floor in this game. 7 of 12 in the first quarter, 7 of 11 in the second. Here's a nice number, 5 of 6 from outside the arc, including the one that was banked home by Merquan to close out the half. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Lincoln Keenholz leads the way with 11 points. Matty Hansen with 7, and then Jack Merquan scoring 5 in the later stages of that first half, including those last 3. Van Heisler off the bench has 4. Brecken Kruger with a 3-ball down. Jacob Mayer, ditto. And Christian Bush with a 2-ball as the Governors have 35 on the board so far. Meanwhile, for Brookings, as the shots have not been falling with the regularity so far, 5 of 16 in the first period, 4 of 12 in the second, totaling 9 of 28. They're 3 of 11 from long range, 4 of 9 from the free throw line, but they do have 8 players already scoring, so obviously a little bit of balance here. Jake Amon with 6 points, including a 3-pointer. Nathan Lees has a 3-pointer and also 5 points overall. 3 points for Zach Moe, Sam Harden with a 3-ball down, and then 2 points apiece for Trace Fennis, Jack Even, Jet Letty, and for Owen Bruns off the bench for Brookings, 25 on the board. A lot of misses for the Bobcats, so a lot of rebounds for the Governors as they dominate that stat 20-8 overall. Both teams with 3 offensive rebounds. For the Governors, Jet Zabel, Ben Heisler, Lincoln Keenholz all with 4 rebounds apiece to lead the way. And again, the Governors have turned it over 8 times, a number that you'd like to see come down considering Brookings with only 2 turnovers, a couple of Cade Kaiser steals. Pierre does have a 7-4 advantage in the assist column as well, and well, on the scoreboard they have a 10-point advantage, 35-25, as the elementary school basketballers are taking to the floor here in Brookings. Another 2-minute break in our Family Dental postgame. 3-ball. The kid put up 3 fingers like he meant to do that, but a good shot there. 2-minute break. Family Dental halftime show. Take that back. Our Leiden and Associates Ameriprise Financial halftime show continues. I realize we missed that the first time. Let's hear from Leiden and Associates and more back as we take a look at other scores going on in and around South Dakota 2. This is Pierre Governor Basketball.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctory, financial advisor with Leiden and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Brookings as the Governors lead the Bobcats 35-25. Lydon Associates halftime continues. Brian Oakland here with play-by-play. Take a look at some scores around South Dakota. Class AA, only one other score so far being reported in boys basketball. That has Harrisburg leading Sioux Falls Christian in the third quarter, 45-38. Spearfish and Brandon Valley playing in Brandon tonight. T area is down at Yankton. And Sturgis hosting Red Cloud in the second half of a doubleheader out west. Let's take a look at girls' scores, and including T area leading Yankton 46-38. They're halfway through the third quarter. Brandon Valley is leading Spearfish 39-27. So the first half of a doubleheader in Brandon there. Sioux Falls Lincoln over Roosevelt girls basketball 36-14, shy of halftime, and Red Cloud leading Sturgis 29-7. That at the end of just one quarter. Boy, the Lady Crusaders, a good ball club out of Class A there. Action coming up as, again, our the Governor girls off tonight after beating Brookings Tuesday night at Riggside Gym 66-48. They'll be back in play tomorrow as they go on the road to Watertown. The Governor boys will also be hosting the Arrows that at Riggside Gym. The boys game here on River 92.7. David Burrell gets the call of that one. I'll just run up I-29 and wait for the Governor girls to show up when they take on the Arrows at the Civic Arena tomorrow, and we'll have that one on KGFX AM, and, of course, both games on drgnews.com. Then on Saturday on KGFX, it's Region Wrestling Day, the Region 3A tournament, also up here in the northeastern part of the state, as we'll be at Milbank, the home of the Bulldogs, as they host the Region 3A tournament. Peer Governor coverage, also Chamberlain Cubs out of Region 3A, but other area teams, Stanley County, Phillip, Lyman and company out of the Region 4B. You've got Sully Buttes, Potter County Wrestlers going to Region 1B, Region 3B with Winter and Miller Highmore Herald and a few other area teams as well. We'll report on all of them. Region Wrestling Day coming up this Saturday, starting at about 10 o'clock in the morning. And reporting coverage throughout the day till whatever it takes, till 7 or 8 p.m. on KGFX. Of course, the state wrestling tournament just a week away. In fact, 1 week from today, the state wrestling tournament begins in Sioux Falls. And well, talk about an event that you cannot drag me away from. That is the state wrestling tournament. Obviously, Governor fans have had a lot to cheer about over the last several years. Here we go to the second half here at Bob Jostad Gym. In Brookings is the Bobcats. We'll head towards us now in our live video stream. Live ticket doing the honors as they start up with a three ball. Jet Letty on the rebound off of the miss of Jack Even, but Zach Moe will get it back, and he'll put a three up and in. So Brookings with a second chance bucket. And they start as well as can be expected or hoped for here in the second half. 10-point lead for the Governors. A backdoor pass in the alley-oop from Jet Zabel looking for Matthew Hansen. Hansen is pulled away from the play, and he'll be fouled. He'll go to the free throw line as foul is called on Jack Ahman, his first personal. Starting five out there, both for the Governors and the Bobcats. Hansen's first free throw is good. He'll get another. Keep in mind, Pierre playing tonight without Jackson Edmond, who rolled an ankle in practice, and it was a sprain, but he's being held out of action tonight, hoping the Governors can get him back in there tomorrow, if only on a limited basis, just to test it out, see how it goes. 2-for-2 for Hansen at the free throw line. The Governors in road green, heading away from us, defending the Bobcats, and on the drive, here comes Jack Even, as he will lay it up and in for two. 37-30, Brookings back within seven. Still in the first minute of our second half. Jacob Mayer, Matthew Hansen. Lincoln Keenholz with it now. Jet Zabel in for Jackson Edmond. And Christian Bush, the starting five for the Governors. Jack Ahman, Zach Moe. Jack Even, Jake Ahman. I did it again. There's a nice drive up and in for Keenholz. He'll lay it in from the right side in plenty of traffic. But Keenholz with his first two of the second half, giving him a baker's dozen on the night. It is Zach Moe, Jake Ahman, Sam Harden, Jet Letty with it now as he zips 1-2, Jack Even on the baseline, back to Ahman for three, no good. Ahman 1 out of 6 from long range, Hansen with the rebound, Governor's heading the other way. Mayer giving off to Bush. He'll find Hansen across the way on the left side. Matthew back up top. Now Bush to Mayer. Fires a three from the corner, but a little bit too strong. Kept alive. Jet Zabel up and in. Strong with the left hand. His first basket of the night. That's what you expect from Zabel, the physicality underneath. The first 11-point lead of the night for the Governors as we're 2 minutes plus gone by here in quarter number three. And a block of a three here by Hansen, but it comes right back to the shooter, Sam Harden. As Brookings on the move, again, down below us here in this second half. There's Moe. He's blocked by Hansen, but now up and underneath. Even can't get a left-handed reverse. And the opportunities continue here for Brookings. But this one no good from long range. Amon, again, can't get one to go. Zabel pulls it down. Hansen heads the other direction. Right now the Governors here with an 11-point lead at the 5:10 mark of the third. Hansen pulling up, fadeaway jumper from the left elbow, no good. I was just going to say the Governor's job number one is to make sure they get good shots, make sure they finish maybe in high percentage situations. Here's Letty, tries to bounce it across the lane looking for Harden, but it was picked off by Jacob Mayer. Mayer loses it, but Keenholz gets the keep alive of the dribble. Now Lincoln going the distance. He'll float one up and good from just in front of the free throw line. Lincoln with a 1-5 on the night, 43-30. It's 4.5 to go, third quarter. As the Bobcats, again, we've seen it. They've got their moments. They can play. And there's a good shot up and in, and a timeout will be taken. Jet Letty with the 10-footer on the right baseline. Good. Travis Egebretson will take a break. We'll take one with him, a Coca-Cola timeout in our broadcast of 30 seconds, and we're back. The Governors lead Brookings on River 92.7.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator's Pizza Pasta Sauce.
Timeout number two called for the Bobcats on the night. The Governors lead by 11, 43-32. And their possession coming up here. Welcome back to Brookings. Here led 16-14 at the end of one, 35-25 after a banked-in long three by Jack Merquan to beat the buzzer at halftime. And right now upping that 10-point lead plus one here through the third period. So far, 4:05 to go as Jet Zabel gets tied up, but apparently fouled by a Brookings defender. This will be the third, or is it the second team foul? It's Trace Fennis, who has just checked in, called for the foul. That is their second team foul here in the second half. Inbound from the side, comes to the top of the key. Zabel gets it over to Keenholz. Halfway through quarter number three, Jack Merquan back in. Ben Heisler as well out of that timeout for Pierre. Here's Merquan for three. That one probably an NBA range, and a Zabel foul over the top of Jack Even, who had the position. Merquan hoping to feel that feeling from distance after he hit that one to close out the first half, but that one might have been just a little bit out of range. So Brookings gets it back. Zabel's foul is his third. Team foul number one for Pierre in the second half, though. Zach Moe to Trey Spennis. To our left, Brookings right. Inside Letty. Gets it away. On a Brookings left side. Nathan Lease is in there. Gets it to Moe. Gets it back now. Up top. Now drives again. Moe for three. Left side. That goes across. Rebound taken away by Merquan. Just a hustle play. Jack going the distance, bad ankle and all. He'll get fouled and in the act of shooting. Now Merquan looking more, 100%, after he won the race to that loose ball. And he was trying to win the race down the court as well. Foul here goes to Jack Even, his first, Brookings third in the second half. 43-32 Pier with two shots coming from the line. Merkwan's first attempt is good. 6 point for Jack. Cade Kaiser in for Jet Zabel. Matthew Hansen stepping out. Brecken Kruger on for the first time since halftime as well. And Jack Even out for the Bobcats. Perhaps it was Sam Harden back in, and the officials are going to do some housework here as Fennis asked to tuck in the jersey. One more coming here for Jack Merkwan. At the stripe, it is up off the back of the rim, no good. Long enough to get Heisler a rebound and a kick out to Lincoln Keenholz, who buries a three. And Heisler with the keep alive off of the miss by Merkwan. That free throw missed is the first in six tries for the Governors that does not fall. They lead now by 15, 47-32. Keenholz with an 18-point night going. On the move is Lease. Brookings around the perimeter, though. Left corner, baseline, Zach Moe. Good move. Man, that guy is quick when he gets his opportunities. He's got 8 points. Brookings within 13. Kruger takes a skip pass across to the right side. 2:30 to play in the third quarter. 47-34. Heisler outside left. Merkwad up top to Keenholz at the free throw line. Now Kaiser to Kruger. Brecken had some space. Pier will play a little more patient. Merkwan with a turnaround shot. It's up and good from Cade Kaiser. Jack Merkwan with his second bucket inside the arc. We asked Coach Brianna Kuzler how Merkwan's feeling when we were talking about bum ankles and Jackson Edmond not playing tonight, but she said Merkwan is in real good shape, and he's looking like it tonight. Here's a loose ball fumbled on a bad pass inside from the Bobcats, picked up by Brecken Kruger. That's only the fourth turnover of the night for Brookings. 49-34, Pier has the lead with 1:40 to go. Heisler takes a pass on the cut to the right elbow, but he dribbles it on the drive off of his leg and out of bounds. Jet Letty was there defensively at the same time. First turnover for Pier in the second half, but number 9 on the game unofficially as Letty and Svennis will check out. Owen Bruns, 6'4", sophomore in for Brookings. Jack Amon also into for some guard play. He's got it to set things up. Brookings heading this way in home white, silver numbers, red trim. Bruns at the top of the key. Looks over, finds Amon, now gets it back, and now to Sam Harden. Lease on the right wing. Keenholz staring him down. Lease inside, and we've got a foul reached around here for Ben Heisler. As Benjamin will pick up his first. 15-point advantage for the Governors with 1:14 to play third quarter. Inbounding is Sam Harden. Gets it into Bruns, but Cade Kaiser comes in and strips him of the basketball up ahead. Keenholz reverse left-hander is up and good. Lincoln didn't have time to get up and throw one down. He plays it patiently, makes the good decision to get the layup. Good play made by Cade Kaiser. The lead continues to grow for the Governors. Heisler takes a charge this time as Bruns will run him over on the left baseline. Heisler may have sold that just a little bit, but Bruns did not pull straight up. That'll be his first personal foul. And now three straight turnovers for the Bobcats as Lincoln Keenholz will get a break. Matthew Hansen back on for the green and white. And if the Governors, who have another game tomorrow night, can play a little bit without Keenholz, already playing without Edmond tonight. Well, they're back-to-back, second game of a back-to-back night tomorrow, and at home against Watertown. Could be maybe an advantage Governors. Pier loses a pass up the court, though. Just a bad pass taken away by the Bobcats. Here's an entry pass into Bruns. And as Owen turns around, he comes up well off the mark. Really didn't make eye contact with his target. Brecken Kruger with a rebound. And then he gets fouled by Bruns from behind. So Bruns picks up his... Well, they have one on the board for Bruns, but I think he had the offensive foul on the previous possession. At any rate, 51-34, it's the Governors on top. Shot clock is off. Final possession here, perhaps, for the Governors in the third quarter. They led by 10 at intermission. They lead by 17 now. Down to 10 seconds with Matthew Hansen, left side, driving. Picks it up, finds Keenholz with 5 seconds to go. Lincoln fakes three, finds Kaiser. He'll pull up, 12-footer up, no good. And kept alive by Heisler, but no time to do anything else. Our third quarter comes to an end. On the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, the Governors lead the Brookings Bobcats 51-34. Scoreboard from Gales Gas Service in Pierre. Governor basketball, courtesy of the Pierre Sports Marketing Partners on River 92.7 at drgnews.com. Partners include Stalkin Peterson, Lingle, Waltine Jones, LLP, Wagner Auto, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Iceberg Funeral Home, Olinger Law Firm, Pierre Area Chamber of Commerce, the Pierre Dental Clinic, Pitts Design and Build, Red Rosa, and the fine men and women of the South Dakota National Guard, your Pierre Sports Marketing Partners. 30 seconds, we go to the fourth. The Governors trying to get a win here in Brookings on River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Back in Brookings as the Governors outscore the Bobcats 16-9. In that third period, 10-point halftime lead becomes 17. It's 51-34. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, you're listening to Pierre Governor Basketball. Your official voice of the Governors is River 92.7 KGFX FM Pierre, a member of DRG Media Group. Live streaming with the help of Live Ticket at drgnews.com, liveticket.tv as well. Office of Highway Safety reminding us to drive sober or get pulled over. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play. Here with the basketball to start our fourth quarter. Starting five out there as Jacob Mayer has it top of the key. Over to Matthew Hansen, right side. Here on top again, 51-34. Mayer feeds down low to Zabel. He'll muscle one up. It's in. And a chance at a three-point play. Foul called. Governors continue the good ball movement here. Zabel. Strong play. It's always going to be a strong play when Jet Zabel's involved. Second personal foul for Zach Moe. Zabel does get the roll. That one was on the right side of the rim, but the free throw falls. Zabel with five in the game. 20-point Governor lead. It's another one of those good games for the Governors where a lot of people are contributing. That'll be something worth talking about in the postgame when we speak with Brianna Kuzler. There's Sam Harden with a good stop-and-go move. Kind of made a fake on a pass to the corner, and Harden with his first field goal tonight inside the arc. 54-36, Harden does have five. He hit a three back in the first quarter. Just underway fourth quarter. Governors on the far end of the floor. They'll work it into Christian Bush as he tries to back his way in. Shot no good, but Keenholz up and with the offensive rebound off the front of the rim, and he'll put it back in without coming back down with it. Governors lead by 20 and a timeout called by Pierre. Coca-Cola break in the action. 60 seconds. We're back with more Pierre Governor basketball.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
1 minute gone by, fourth quarter. Brookings basketball. Welcome back to Brookings. As the Bobcats get it into the hands of Jack Ahman, he fires a three. Misses everything there. Brookings thinking that ball was tipped. Nope. As it is Governor Ball. Near court to Farr, Jacob Mayer across the timeline, and even with the timeout, Pierce sticking with their starting five for now. Here in the fourth quarter with a 20-point lead as it's Hansen inside to Zabel, and Jett again strong up and in off the glass. Jett Zabel with 7 points now. And that lead continues to grow. Biggest of the night, 58-36. Brookings just hasn't been able to get enough shots down, although Jett Letty with a pretty good play here. Fadeaway jumper in the middle of the lane. Yes, he will put his third field goal down. 58-38, 6 minutes to go. Governor's with it on the far end of the floor. Keenholz will give it to Zabel, looking for a lob underneath the Bush. That's not a good connection there, as Bush was trying to back in, and Zabel led him the other way. Pass out of bounds, turnover number 11 for Pierre. Governors have taken care of business, though, for a while in that first quarter, kind of hoping, wishing, as a Governor fan, that they'd make a few more plays. It seemed like Brookings was going to be keeping this one tight for a good chunk of the game, but Pierre has been able to open it up. Tail end of the second quarter and through the third and now early fourth. Another good baseline drive here at Sam Harden. We'll put one up and in. Four in a row for the Bobcats, back within 18 now, 58-40. Brookings, though, on a 12-game losing streak. Keenhole stops at the right elbow. He finds Zabel on the cut, left baseline, and Jett with the bunny up and good. Zabel starting to get a little bit better as this game goes along, 60-40. There's another nice pass and a good finish. Letty to Harden. Harden with three field goals in the quarter. He's got 9 points now. Mayer beats the press on a pass up ahead, but now as he gets it to Bush, Christian with the spin move and the shot up and in from 8 feet out on the right side. Christian Bush's second field goal. Back to a 20-point Pierre lead. 4:40 left, fourth quarter, in front of the Bobcat bench on the wing. Letty gets around Bush, and somebody reaches in. Bush was surprised, but this may go to Matthew Hansen, who was there to help. And Hansen going to pick up his first. Two shots coming here for Jett Letty. 6'2 senior. In the starting five, Letty at 6'2, the biggest of the five seniors. And again, Brookings playing without Brock Longville. Not really sure what Brock's situation has been. We'll have to assume he's been injured for much of the season. And if that's the case, that's too bad because he's a good player. Big physical guy inside, 6'5 senior, staple of the line, both offensive and defensive on the Brookings football field. Letty hit one, misses the second. Pierre down with a rebound, looking to add to a 19-point lead, 62-43, 4:20 to go. Here in the ball game, Keenholz down to the right block. It's into a double team, has to get rid of it. Now it's into the backcourt, anybody's ball. Hansen looking to run it down. Well, he gets to it. Actually, Letty was there. And down in front of us, the Governors will give it away. And again, maybe a little complacent there. Something Pierre needs to guard against, even still with a 19-point lead. 4:11 to play. Inbound comes to the Bobcats. Matt Wheelberg on for the second time tonight. First time in the second half as Keenholz swats at Zach Moe. And foul is called. Moe will go to the free throw line. Lincoln Keenholz with his first personal. Team foul number 4 for Pierre in the second half. But this one in the act of shooting will garner a couple of freebies for Moe. First one off the back of the rim. No good. Zach has had trouble at the line tonight. 1 out of 5. Clock stopping at 4:05 to go. Govs have Watertown at home tomorrow. Governor fans have been waiting for the Governors after this is their third straight game on the road. 2 last week, 1 this week. Second free throw from Mo was good. Mayer across the timeline sets it up to Hansen, left wing. Now Zabel back to Hansen. Fakes three. He'll dribble inside the arc. Bush open, takes the three. That's good. Christian Bush. A big fella who never met a shot he didn't like. He loves that outside shot, and he gets one to go here. 65-44. Hesitation. Harden penetrates, kicks out. This is Wheelberg for three. Won't get it. Kept alive by Harden, but only till Lincoln Keenholz comes to get a handle on it. Now a timeout called by the Governors, and we'll have a three-for-three swap on both sides. Coca-Cola timeout. Let's take 30 seconds. The Governors in command with 3:23 to play. We're back with more Pier Governor basketball in 30.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pier. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Rally on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the Truck Bypass in Pier.
Back in Brookings at 65-44. Governors up by 21 as they come out with a new cast of characters. Cade Kaiser, Ben Heisler, Brecken Kruger, Jack Merkwan. The only one staying in there here in this sequence is Christian Bush. Lincoln Keenholz, among others, checking out. Lincoln with 22 points on the night. Governors working it underneath to Heisler as he'll back in. Into the middle of the paint. Shot is up and good. And Heisler's third field goal, he has 6 points. And an even 3 minutes to play here in Brookings. The Governors looking to break a two-game skid. Would improve to 8-9. Wheelberg for three, no good. Going to run down his own rebound in the corner, though. As Brookings will get another opportunity. Owen Brun's back in there also. Jackson Eck as he drives. Kicks out. Nathan Lees for three. That won't go. Brookings was there two times over, but they tip it to Jack Merkwan. Merkwan leading the break, but he'll back it back out. Now Kruger to set it up. Merkwan gets around the defense. The runner up with the right hand left side, though, a little too strong. No good. Rebound out of the Bobcats quickly up ahead. Lees unable to hit. Now Kruger underneath, saves it into the hands of Cade Kaiser. Governor basketball again, 67-44. They still have the lead. Dimitri scares the Hawk. Going to get ready to check into the game for the first time this season, in fact. There's a turnaround. Bush, it rests on the lane, the rim momentarily. Christian Bush with the basket, 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game, and a timeout called to let substitutions in. 30-second Coca-Cola timeout. I think we'll leave it here. I'm assuming this is only for substitutions unless Travis Engebretson wants a timeout. Well, at any rate, doesn't look like we'll have time to go to a break. Coca-Cola bottling a pier with that timeout. So Dimitri scares the Hawk, a 6'4" senior in for the first time. Also joining him is Braden Foster. 6'1 junior. Merkwan, Kruger, Kaiser staying in there. In for Brookings for the first time. Sam Conrad, a 5'7 junior, running the point. And scares the Hawk will commit a foul here, helping out as Ryan Bauman, a 6'2 junior, drives. He'll go to the free throw line. Other Bobcats in there. Jackson Hoffman, a 6'2 junior. Owen Brun's still in. Here's Bauman for a free throw opportunity, but up no good. He'll try another. Cade Kaiser is out for Pier. Joshua Switzer, 6'1 junior, on for the first time. Pier up by 25, 69-44 with 1:41 to play. Ryan Bauman is into the scoring column. He gets the second one to go. 69-45. Pier hosting Watertown tomorrow night. 6:30 pregame if you can't get to Riggs High Gym. David Burrell with a call on that one here on River 92.7. I'll head up to Watertown, cover the girls' game with the Arrows. There's Brecken Kruger with a pull-up jumper from the right side. He has five. 71-45 turned into a real nice offensive night for the Governors. And I'll tell you what, Pierce shooting percentage, when we look in this our post-game stats, going to be pretty a pretty statistic. Let's put it that way. Here's Bauman up top to Conrad. 15 on the shot clock, 1 minute even to play here in our fourth quarter. Owen Bruns backing in, left-handed hook attempt, no good. Kruger battling, and he'll pull down the rebound. And he'll take it across the timeline. Everybody for Pierre getting into this one, except for maybe Matthew Coverdale so far. Here scares the Hawk, as that's up too strong. Off the glass, tipped one, two, three times, last touched by Switzer. And out of bounds. Governor fans, Governor bench, players love to get Dimitri a scoring opportunity. Couldn't get that one. Maybe he'll get one more crack at it. Although the shot clock and game clock are pretty tight here. 30 seconds left in the ball game. 71-45 Governors. Brookings going to drop their 13th straight. There's a turnaround attempt for Wheelberg. No good as Bruns tries to keep it alive. Marquand had a hand on it. And last touched here by Jackson Hoffman. It will be Governor basketball. Shot clock turned off. Kruger, well, he's just going to dribble it across the timeline. It looks like the Governors will just run the clock out here as Pierre. From start to finish, well, not quite. There were a number of lead changes in the first half, but they took a 10-point lead at halftime. They only grew it through the rest of the way as your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. The Governors defeating Brookings 71-45. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pierre. Use their budget plan and keep full service and stay warm all season long with Gales Gas in Pierre. 3 minute break and we'll get to the post game, which comes to us courtesy of Family Dental with offices in Pierre and Gettysburg. A good night for the Governors. We'll talk to Coach Kusler about that coming up in the post game. We've got the full recap. You've got your big plays of the game from Hermanson Endodontics, and of course, a tough decision coming up when we announce our Cowboy Country Stores player of the game. We'll get our thoughts squared away, and we're back in 3 minutes for the Family Dental post game. This is Pierre Governor Basketball, your official voice of the Governors. River 92.7, drgnews.com.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pier. New Year with new deals. Get 4 free oil changes with your 4-tire purchase, a $200 value. $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters. Only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at Beck-Motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company Pier.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Back in Brookings, a good night for the Pier Governors as they win a game. Obviously, they should win. 71-45 victory over the scuffling Brookings Bobcats here tonight. Brookings now 1-14 on the season. 1-5 against ESD competition. Pier improves to 3-4 in conference and 8-9 on the season. Pier led at all quarter stops, 16-14 at the end of one. And at the half, it was 35-25. Again, we went back and forth quite a bit at the end of the first quarter through the early second quarter, but Pier kind of got that double-digit lead, a banked-in three from Jack Merquan to close out the first half, and then Pier on a 16-9 run through the third, led 51-34. 20-11, Pier continues the good offense in that fourth quarter, and they win this one easily, 71-45. Coach Brianna Kusler comes to talk about this one, and I tell you what, Coach, I think efficiency is a good word for this game. Shooting percentage, I've got you at 58% shooting and 70% from outside the arc. I've got you with 32 rebounds, just dominating in that facet, dishing the ball out and 15 assists tonight. And maybe other than a double-digit turnover total, which most of those come in the first half. He had some moments he started to wonder, all right, let's start building a lead. At least I did up here. But I think over the course of the game, you did what you had to do. You got a win that that you had to have.
Absolutely. And, you know, we got contribution from a lot of different kids. And you hear the 15 assists. And with that shooting percentage, that comes from the quality looks that we're getting. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we've really been emphasizing as of late is the quality looks and not forcing anything and allowing things to develop. And then those openings, forcing teams to have to defend you for 25, 30 seconds almost every time down, that opens up a lot of things, that exposes things defensively. And by the end of the game, you start to be able to extend. And that's something, you know, we had a lot of kids involved tonight and began to play how we certainly are capable of.
A lot of kids involved in every stat. I mean, Lincoln's getting 22 points. Everybody else is pretty balanced, even those single digits for a total of eight scorers tonight. But even, you know, there's nobody in double digits in any of these stats, too. So there's not only balance in scoring, there's balance in the rebounding and balance in the assists and just good balance on the defensive end of the floor, too.
And that just tells me that everybody's doing their job. And that's what that comes down to is, I mean, everybody has a role of a rebounder, both on the defensive, especially on the defensive end, certainly. And then we've got our kids that have to go back in defensive transition, but then crashing the offensive glass. And we didn't necessarily come up with more offensive rebounds than them, but I think that presence alone and then just clearing the glass on the defensive end, we outboarded them tremendously on the defensive side of things. So limiting those shots and against anybody with the presence that we had on the board by everybody, that's really solid.
Another physical game too, ESD, it's what you get. And, you know, Brookings has a lot of kids that would like to get a game against the Governors in basketball where Pierce got the prizes, obviously, in the football field. This is a big game for them. You know, a team that shows some ability, but I think just consistency is where they're lacking. But still, despite the physicality of this game, everybody keeping their heads and just going about their business and again doing their job tonight.
right. And I think that there was, there were plenty of times where somebody could have gotten frustrated by not getting a call. But instead, what they chose to do was just find ways and adapt to it and then finish through contact and absorb. And that's, you know, Jet Zabel didn't get some to fall in early on in the game. And then he started just finishing through. And Christian did a great job of establishing his presence inside. And then by him establishing inside, then that opens up everything on the outside as well, not only for others, but for himself. And he's a very capable scorer from the outside too. But really, I think from a matchup standpoint, we're tough to defend because of the versatility that we bring when we do share the basketball. And that's something that tonight you saw that. And we talked in the pregame about wanting, we haven't necessarily, at different times, we've put different pieces of the puzzle together and we took them back out. And now we're starting to put multiple pieces of the puzzle that we want at the end of this season. And that's something that's really important to continue to build on that. We got this one and now that's not enough. We want to go and get tomorrow. And then we start looking at the next one and then the next one. And then you're setting yourself up for something really solid, but it's a consistent, efficient, performance night in and night out for us.
And the last thing I'll mention about the performance tonight is now you're starting to see that that depth is a major weapon for this team. I mean, you can go 9 and 10 deep, especially now that you get Jack Merkwan out there. He's getting into the scoring mode, and Ben Heisler played a good ball game tonight. And everybody contributing, but that depth is really what Governor fans should be excited to see the rest of the way.
Yep, you're absolutely right. You know, we've had bumps and bruises at different points, and now we're starting to be able to get kids back in position. We'll get Jackson back soon as well. He's a competitor. I know he wants to be on the floor. He was chomping at the bit to be out there just on the bench. But it was a nice addition to our coaching staff this evening by Jackson on the bench there. But we would certainly like to have him on the floor. And you continue to add to that balance and the efficiency when you bring him back. This team is going to be something special.
Watertown at home tomorrow night. Another team that you're above in the standings, and by all means you should keep it that way, but another night where back to back, you got to go out and make things happen again.
Yep, we've got to respond quick, get back in the gym tomorrow morning to prepare for them, get home tonight, get some rest, and then look to them tomorrow.
All right, Coach, good luck in that one tomorrow, and keep it going. Good ball game tonight.
Thank you.
Brianna Kuzler, the Governor head coach. The Governor's defeating Brookings handily tonight, 71-245. We'll take a look at the stats in this one. As mentioned, 58% Pierce shooting, 14 of 23 in the first half, 15 out of 27 in the second half, 29 of 50 overall, but again, 7 of 10 from outside the arc, and also good at the free throw line. Not a lot of opportunities, but 6 out of 7, only missing one on the night. Lincoln Keenholz does what Lincoln Keenholz does. He finishes with 22 points and a good shooting night for number 3, as he leads all scorers, and again, balanced from there. In fact, he's the only double-figure scorer in this entire game for either team. But Matthew Hansen, Jet Zabel, Christian Bush, all with 9 points. Jack Merkwan comes in with 8 this evening. Ben Heisler with 6 off the bench, and Brecken Kruger with 5. Also, Jacob Mayer with a 3-pointer down as well. 71 on the board for the Governors. Meanwhile, Brookings struggles with the shot. 9 of 28 in the first half, 9 of 23 after halftime, a total of 18 out of 51, about 35% in the game. Not much from outside the arc, 4 out of 20, and they'll finish 7 of 15 at the free throw line. They are led in scoring by Zach Moe, also Sam Harden, who finished with 9 points apiece. Next in line with 7 is Jack Even. Jake Amon with 6, all in the first quarter. Nathan Lease off the bench with 5, 4 points for Jack Even. Make it 7 for Jet Letty, 4 for Jack Even, and then 2 points for Owen Bruns and Trey Svennis, and 1 point for Ryan Bauman in mop-up duty there. 71-45 the final. Dominating for the Governors on the glass, 32-13 overall, 7-4 on the offensive end. I've got Keenholz with 7 rebounds, Heisler and Zabel with 6 apiece. Again, in the absence of Jackson Edmond tonight, Pierre does turn it over 12 times compared to only 6 for the Bobcats, but a 15-8 advantage in the assist column. All good things for the Governors in this one as they win it. 71-45. Pierre 8-9 on the season with Watertown at home
tomorrow, 6:30 pregame here on River 92.7. Got some things to take care of in the postgame yet. Our Family Dental postgame continues. Let's hear from Hermanson Endodontics, because it's time to talk about big plays in this one. With the big plays coming up next, this is Governor Basketball.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre with big plays of this game. And, well, I think you kind of look at this part of the game where the end of the first quarter and early second quarter, there were eight lead changes in this ball game. Seemed like the Governors were just kind of wondered if they were going to be able to get a lead, as Brookings was playing very well early on in this game. But something clicked in the Governors about halfway through that second period, from being down 19-18 or something to that effect, as we seesaw it back and forth. The Governors just kicked in a little bit better, more efficiency on offense. I think defensively they're challenging shots. Brookings started to go cold from the floor, and I suppose we can throw a buzzer-beating three-pointer in there at the end of the first half by Jack Merkwan in among the plays that constituted a good finish to the first half. A 10-point lead at intermission, and the Governors end up outscoring Brookings 36-20 in the second half. So that's where this game turned on a dime, as with those big plays of the game sponsored by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. And with that, plenty of folks to talk over and look at when we give you the player of the game. Player of the game sponsored by Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. We'll hear from them, and we'll make that announcement official when we come back with more of our Governor postgame.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores. Fill up your tank and your stomach. February special at Cowboy Country Store on Harrison in Pierre and in Fort Pierre. Large dipper bowls, just $5 during February. Chicken dippers, mashed potatoes and gravy, and corn, just $5. Stop by Cowboy Country Stores for delicious foods. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. with fresh baked pastries, regular and breakfast pizzas, coffees, and more. Convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre.
Well, Cowboy Country Stores, Brookings with some pretty good play from Zach Moe, Sam Harden with 9 points, Jet Letty, 7 points. That's one player I was pretty impressed with tonight. Jet Letty has got some good offensive capability, but maybe just not enough opportunity in the lane from time to time for Brookings. The Governors, again, with a very complete game. Lincoln Keenholz leads the way with 22 points, but you've got a trio of guys with 9 points, Matthew Hansen, Christian Bush, also Jet Zabel. And you know what? It's about time Jet Zabel gets a Player of the Game t-shirt this year. In my opinion, the 6'5 sophomore, 9 points, 6 rebounds, stepping in and starting in place of the injured Jackson Edmond. Jet with a job well done here this evening. He is our Cowboy Country Stores Player of the Game. We'll get him a t-shirt noting his accomplishments as the Governors defeat Brookings tonight 71-45. Player of the Game from Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Well, let's take a final two-minute break. When we come back, we'll give you the rundown of the scores in South Dakota tonight, get you set up for tomorrow's action as the Governors host Watertown at Riggs High, the girls on the road at Watertown. And that's what we'll talk about when we finish things up. When we return to Brookings, you're listening to Pierre Governor Basketball.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota is proud to introduce our new subprime specialist, Stevie Spears. Stevie, tell everybody what you can do for him.
As a subprime specialist here at Gateway, I am specializing in credit of all types.
So if somebody has bad credit, you can help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have no credit, can you help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
If they have any money down or not any money down, or maybe just like a little bit of money down, can you still help them get into a car?
Absolutely.
Welcoming Stevie Spears to the family at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre, 518 East Sioux Avenue. Give us a call, 605-224-7378, and be sure to visit Gateway Ford Toyota.
Hey DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden french fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGov's Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at LiveTicket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call LiveTicket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with LiveTicket.
Back in Brookings for one more segment here. Good ball game for the Govs tonight. 71-45, knocking off the Brookings Bobcats. And it is back home to Riggs High Gym tomorrow for Pierre as they'll host the Watertown Arrows. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off here on River 92.7. Give David Burrell the nod on that one. He'll give you the call as I'll be up in Watertown on KGFX following the Governor girls as they try to keep their recent run of good play going. They'll take on a Watertown team that, for the girls, the Governor's sitting at number 11. Watertown at 9-9 after a 5-0 start is number 9. So another opportunity for the Governors to get a win over a team above them in the standings. And that'll be at 6:30 tomorrow on KGFX as well. And more coverage of the Governors on the wrestling mats on the Region Wrestling Day Saturday on KGFX starting at 10 a.m. Milbank hosts the Region 3A tournament. Pierre will be there. So will we. And again, coverage at 10 o'clock. We'll cover all Central South Dakota teams. Pierre and Chamberlain out of Region 3A, but Stanley County and all of the other area teams of their respective regions, Regions 1, 2, and 4B, make it 1, 3, and 4B, we'll give you updates on those teams and as they try to punch all of their respective tickets to the state tournament, which will be next weekend, Thursday and Friday with the state individual tournament. Saturday will be the state dual tournament. Of course, the Governors are the state defending champion, dual team tournament champions. And, well, you've got Winner and Kimball Whitelake, the top two. Actually, Kimball Whitelake, Platte Getty is the top seed in Class B. Winner is the two seed. Phillip Area will be in that tournament field in the B dual tournament as well. So we'll have plenty to talk about next Saturday when we get to that day. But boy, it is the still and always will be the best event of the year, the state wrestling tournament coming up next weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Coverage on KGFX. There's still more basketball next week as well. The Governors take on Sioux Falls Jefferson, boys at home, girls on the road on Tuesday, and then they'll finish with Sioux Falls Roosevelt, the girls hosting and the boys on the road on Saturday night of next weekend. And then we get into the SODAC 16. We'll cover these Governors hopefully all the way through into and through the state tournaments. We'll find out. Your official voice of the Governors right here, River 92.7. Quick look at scores that we have in what is going on in South Dakota tonight. If I can pull that up. Harrisburg has defeated Sioux Falls Christian in boys basketball tonight, 70-64. Brandon Valley is leading Spearfish comfortably, 54-35 in the third quarter. T Area at halftime leading Yankton, 20-19. In girls basketball, first half of some doubleheaders, including T Area. They defeat Yankton 57-45. Brandon Valley by 10 over Spearfish, 45-35. Pretty tough game there. But Brandon Valley with the win, and Sioux Falls Lincoln over Roosevelt, 45-33. Red Cloud easily over Sturgis, 67-25. And again, Watertown, the opposition tomorrow. Governor girls on the road on KGFX. Governor boys right here on River 92.7. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety on your way to and from high school sporting events, reminding us to think twice in case of ice and buckle up all the time as well, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. For our friends Heather Williams in studio and Caleb Brozek here running camera for Live Ticket, as you can watch this one again and again on demand on the River 92.7 page of your DRG News app or at drgnews.com.
until we speak with you again tomorrow on River 92.7 or KGFX. I'm Brian Oakland saying your final Gales Gas Service scoreboard one more time. The Pier Governors defeating Brookings 71-45. Enjoy the rest of this Thursday, everybody. This is Pier Governor Sports on your official voice of the Governor's River, 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Pier Governor Basketball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Sons, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Potsava State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, ComTech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leidman Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pier Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.